FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Brandon Heath's rendition of the Christmas song, House Project, with Do You Hear What I Hear prior to that. Good morning. It's 7:48.
And weather-wise today, mostly sunny with a high of 43. Then looking at tonight, mostly cloudy, low 27. Friday, cloudy, slight chance of rain, high 48. Nice and warm Saturday, but with rain and a high of 54. Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow mix early, turning to all rain, high 43. And Christmas Day, a chance of rain and snow, high 38. It is 27 in Lancaster.
For the past 15 years, WJTL has had the honor of being a part of Share the Blessing. This morning, our friend David Ober is here with Share the Blessing. Good morning again to you, Dave.
Great to see you, Fred.
Always great to see you. Tell us how our listeners can come alongside you and be a part of Share the Blessing this year.
Well, right now we need actually money. Everything that individuals give this week go directly to families. We have volunteers that are prepared right now to deliver gifts, as blessings as far away as Gettysburg, into the north of Maryland, and all the way north up even near State College. We've right now we have about 152 families that have been nominated and vetted. We would love to meet the needs of as many of them as possible, but it's all in the Lord's hands. The Lord's faithful, and we trust in that. And so your gifts, if you go to sharetheblessing.com right now and make a donation, if you still want to nominate a family, that would be great. We'll still review them. But right now, go to sharetheblessing.com. You know, one of the families that was nominated, actually the nomination came from a public school teacher. And she was sharing how the student kept coming to class and was crying in class and was really upset. And that's when the teacher found out that they had lost their home, had slept the last 3 days in the family car, were staying 1 or 2 days at a hotel, and really everything's so disruptive. How to be successful in school when you don't know what tomorrow brings.
Yeah.
Share the Blessing allows you to come alongside families that are struggling. I mean, we work really closely with all the local cancer centers and nominating families. I probably right now have probably 20 different families where either mom or dad, moms with different levels of stage 2, stage 3 breast cancer, which is just impacting these young families tremendously, where they're just overwhelmed with the inability to really go out and find blessings for their children this year. So like we talked about earlier, we'll have volunteers delivering blessings into hospitals over the next couple of days, in some cases where we know right now that the parent will probably pass away between now and Christmas. I remember my wife and I, our first Christmas married, my dad had leukemia, and we spent our first Christmas Eve married at a Lancaster General Hospital. That's where we had our first Christmas dinner.
Wow.
Was at the cafeteria at Lancaster General Hospital.
Wow.
It's probably one of the ways I think the Lord has been preparing our hearts to do Share the Blessing, because we understand what it's like to what is supposedly the blessed season, but you're in so much pain as a family. Share the Blessing allows you to come alongside these families and the blessed families that are going through difficult times right now. We need your help. Go to sharetheblessing.com, make a donation. It'll immediately go to these families. Like we said, we're blessed. 100% of the individual gifts that are given will go to bless these families. Everything that comes in this week goes out. I mean, we're a really quick charity. It's all about right now at Christmas.
Right.
We're nothing more than that. But there's families that are really going through difficult times. I think we talked about earlier. But, you know, one of the things that's happening is grandparents are just raising their grandchildren.
Yeah.
There's a family right now where one of the grandparents has Parkinson's, but they're raising a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old of their grandchildren. They're just completely overwhelmed. They're living on their Social Security. So just think, imagine that, being living on your Social Security, and now you have to raise your 10 and 5-year-old. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Share the Blessing comes alongside and for a moment of time provides the joy of Christmas. And you can be a part of that, and we need your help. Go to sharetheblessing.com. Make a donation today.
Imagine having no hope at Christmas of having a Christmas, food, presents, tree, and then imagine 150 families where the door opens and there are the gifts, there is the food. That's what Share the Blessing is doing. They are opening the door to that hope, to that joy, to celebrating Christmas, and you could be a part of that. And Lord willing, we can hit 151 families this Christmas. It'd be awesome. We invite you to do that right now. ShareTheBlessing.com. Visit ShareTheBlessing.com. Dave and Cecily, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks for everything.
We love having you here. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Visit ShareTheBlessing.com today and be a part of making a difference in a family's life. Michael W. Smith, come your way. This is Christmas time on WJT.